My name is Wendy Demers, and I am a public school teacher at Heinz Charter School. I work with 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students, and I have been doing that for the last 15 years. The thing that I am extremely grateful for is that I'm in a situation where my administrator feels that I know best what these students need and that I can see the range of content that needs to be covered and what we can do in the classroom. Nowadays, we're pretty much guided as teachers by certain standards that are set nationally. And then the state has their idea of which standards should be set at their level. They don't have a standard by which to measure how well a science or a social studies teacher is doing in the classroom. And so there's teachers across the state that are busting their butt to do the best they can do, and you can't do anything about how you're being perceived. It's making it very hard for teachers that know that they're good to stick around. Are we going to learn from things that we did in the past? We can if the people aren't there. And so you have kind of a hamster on a wheel. You can't ever get anywhere because you keep changing things. And the people that have the constancy are running. They're running scared. The thing that makes Heinz work is that we don't have a lot of staff turnover and we don't have the student turnover. So when they come in, they basically grow up with us. What we do as a school is we constantly reflect. We constantly look at ways to tweak everything. We look at ways to improve our communication with our parents, ways to give feedback, ways to get the parents involved, ways to involve the community. We've done anything we can to be constantly reflective. So we have a very supportive network where we will help each other. You know, you have a problem, you find somebody that will help you. We don't leave a parent and a teacher in isolation. We meet as a team to say, hey, let's look at the big picture. If we need to have more intervention or more tutoring, we can set that up and make it happen. So whenever we identify a need, we get to work on it. We don't have to go through any kind of, you know, well, let's have this meeting and let's let this get approved before we can do this. We don't have to do that. We work in-house to identify our deficiencies, to make a plan and act on it immediately. And then we have accountability that we've created for ourselves to own up to what we're supposed to be doing to make change happen. And it's all about impacting the learning environment. And I have worked with teachers that work with Teach for America as a mentor. I've worked with teachers from Teach NOLA, and I don't have any firsthand knowledge. I've been at Heinz for a long time. I've worked with other school settings, but they are powerless in their school. They may have power within their walls, but outside of their classroom walls, there's disorder and chaos, and there's no support. And that's not respecting their energy, their time, and their enthusiasm.